exploring solutions to the mental health crisis. This is Mind Medicine on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Charles Kovess, Australasia's passion provocateur. I'm here in Melbourne, Australia, not Melbourne, Florida, where it's 6 p.m. It's 1 a.m. in Los Angeles. On my calculations, it is 9 a.m. Sunday in the UK. So great to have you here. My guest this week is Vincent Melling, author and coach. I will introduce him in due course. As usual, I'm wearing my red jacket because red is the color of passion, and I am the passion provocateur, and I've been a passion provocateur now for 31 years since I left my successful legal career after 20 years. So it's been a long time, and I'm involved. I'm also CEO of an industrial hemp company, but passion is my driver. And so it's great to have you here at the place of passion. And welcome to this show, the Mind Medicine program that's all about how and why mind matters and how to keep yours in great shape. Ideas to provoke new ways about thinking about your life and life generally. I mean, what is the purpose of this thing that we call life? Why on earth are you here? Great question. That's what we try to answer in these conversations I have with interesting people. By the way, I don't pick anybody to be on the show with me who I don't think is passionate. I'm not interested in giving airtime to people who aren't passionate about what they're doing. We talk about insights into mental health issues and health issues of all descriptions. And to that end, we're delighted to bring this show to you in association with Mind Medicine Australia. That organization was founded over 5 years ago by Tanya de Jong AM and Peter Hunt AM, with a view to legalizing psychedelic medicines called drugs, but they're actually psychedelic herbs, psychedelic products. And after 4.5 years of trying, from the 1st of July last year in Australia, a world first, psilocybin and MDMA were approved for prescription by psychiatrists in Australia. This is a world-leading breakthrough, and it is these products are giving magnificent relief to people who for years have had no relief from pharmaceutical drugs. So full credit, check out the resources at mindmedicineaustralia.org.au. And for those who are struggling with mental health issues, please check out the possibilities of getting them off pharmaceutical drugs and getting them onto psychedelics. And to that end, with my hemp business, I'm also a big, big, big supporter of medicinal cannabis. We also talk about health of all elements, not just mental health. And my definition of health is based on the Hungarian word for health, meaning wholeness. Health is the unique, optimal balance for you of mental, physical, and spiritual elements. And Vincent Melling is going to talk to us about, amongst other things, structured intuition and getting messages from your soul or your spirit or your heart. I consider them to be interchangeable, and that we're made up of mental, physical, and spiritual elements. And so all of those elements we discuss in this show, and they're all intertwined. You know, you can't, you know, the give you one example, the act of making love. You know, when you're making love, that's a mental, physical, and spiritual experience. So it's all one. So we aim to make you one. And on the passion side, my promise to you is if you are pursuing your passion, your mental health problems will reduce. And the simple way to look at that is that passion comes from your soul, and problems, mental problems, come from your mind. And we have this balance, we have this battle in life between mental and spiritual, mental and soul elements. And when you, and there are two emotions that drive your behavior. One is love, and the opposite of love is not hate, it's fear. And you come to this show so that you are reminded to not live your life in fear. And the more fear you have in your life, the more mental health problems you will have. And so I urge you, immerse yourself in this show, in previous shows, in similar shows to this. Don't spend your life on fearful matters. Now, a couple of editorials, a couple of matters that have happened during the week that I want to cover before I introduce Vincent to you. Last week's guest was Nick Patterson. And Nick Patterson has been fighting police corruption. He's a Christian minister. Great interview. Had a big, big, big win 3 years ago. Nick was wrongly attacked. One of his colleagues was wrongly attacked at a demonstration on the streets of Melbourne. Nick came in to defend him. Nick was attacked by the police, was put into jail for 29 days. He's a Christian preacher. He is was operating a gym at the time, and the cops were out to get him. His Telegram channel is Fight Corrupt Police. The police charged him with a string of offences, and Nick has stood up for truth, for justice, just like TNT Radio does. And this week, the charges against him were dropped by Victoria Police. And trust me, the Victorian government is going to pay big time the damages for its outrageous behaviour. And Nick Patterson is a beautiful example. As he said last week, stand up against untruth, stand up against injustice, stand up against corrupt government behavior. It's a wonderful, wonderful outcome. And he has been, and he, you know, in terms of his spiritual life, he's for 22 years been a lay Christian minister. His spiritual principles have helped him through the tough times. And of course it's tough, but losing your freedom is also tough. The interesting thing is that when he was arrested 3 years ago, and I loved what we heard before I came on the show from the piece from Tom Poole, I think, from Praga University. I'm a fan of Praga University. I subscribe to its material, where Tom said, be discerning about where you get your information. Well, when Nick Patterson was arrested 3 years ago, he was splashed all over the papers. When the charges were dropped after a judge ruled that the police had filed false statements, no mainstream media coverage. Avi Yemeni in Rebel News covered it, but that shows you the censorship that goes on in mainstream media. But it's just wonderful, wonderful news. Nick is a wonderful man and a great example for all of us to stand up for what we believe to be true. Aligned Council of Australia was founded some 3 months ago, and there is a big action week coming up starting tomorrow. Have a look at its website, alignedcouncilofaustralia.com.au. Every day there's a new activity around Australia pushing back against the World Health Organization and its attempt to give unrestrained powers to the WHO to declare pandemics in this country and then to require the Australian government to act in accordance with a declaration by a non-Australian body. Check out the website, please. Do what you can. Participate in Action Week. And if you can give any support to alignedcouncilofaustralia.com.au, please do. I am on that council representing a couple of organisations, and it's come together very quickly because we realise the threat to our sovereignty, to your freedom from the World Health Organization that I call the World Hurt Organization. There is a news conference on Saturday, the 11th of May in Melbourne at 2 p.m. On the website, you can book and attend that news conference and conference. The press is free. It's going to be an opportunity to speak with Professor Ramesh Thakur, Dr. David Bell, Professor Ian Brighthope, and Ian Brighthope has been a guest twice on my program. It is important information that you can experience, come together with a group of like-minded people face-to-face, Saturday, 2 p.m. in Melbourne, 11 May. You can get details on the website. Okay, the last issue I want to raise with you is to reinforce the message from Praga University, Be discerning about the media that you follow. The mainstream media wants you to be fearful. It's literally a purveyor of fear porn. Be discerning. Now, I buy the Australian, Rupert Murdoch's paper, as a physical newspaper because I want to see what's being written about. I cut out articles as evidence of what's being published, because you try and go back to find something a year or two on the web, you will have trouble finding it. I have a huge collection of relevant articles that will become important in running legal cases against inappropriate government action. Lastly, use cash, demand cash. Go to your bank, demand cash. Do not be seduced by the digital world. We have to keep cash in circulation. All right, spread the TNT word. This is a wonderful station where there's no censorship, where Vincent, where I, where all the presenters can speak what they think, what they consider to be true. There's no censorship, no a woke agenda. And tell people about this station. At all times while we're facing these challenges, choose to be happy. Don't wait for circumstances to be terrific. Nick Patterson was a great example. He was happy while he was having this fight. I'm happy while I'm fighting for freedom and truth and justice with all the things that I do. I'm happy now. You can be as well while we're in the middle of that fight. Contact me by email, charles@covest.com. My website is charlescovest.com. And you can subscribe to the Charles Covest Show on YouTube or Rumble. Now, let me tell you about the wonderful Vincent Melling. He's an author, a speaker, a teacher, an International Coaching Federation accredited coach. And the key idea that I think is an amazing idea, and I'm desperately keen to find out, he works with structured intuition. And I even as I'm saying that, structured intuition, I go, wow, what an interesting concept. This is a way that you use intuitive tools and techniques to receive a soul vision for your life and to distill that vision into a set of choices and create the end results in that vision. He's based in Melbourne, Australia, where I am. His new book, Getting Into the Flow, describes how Vincent received a magical flow of synchronicities, coincidences, chance, meetings and calls. Opportunities and events occurring in perfect timing when he went to Uluru in the center of Australia for the global meditation on the December 2020 solstice. This flow came from living in alignment with his soul vision. His book describes how you can use structured intuition in your own life to get similar results. The book is now available. I'll tell you details of how to get it. Vincent Melling, welcome to the Mind Medicine Program.
Thank you very much, Charles.
Now, give us a framework for structured intuition. I love that idea unpack it a little bit so you get this picture, and then we'll go more deeply.
Okay. Well, structured intuition in itself comes from blending the teachings of intuition. So when we teach this work, we'll take people through progressive exercises that show to them that they're intuitive. And everybody is intuitive. And it's quite always astonished me how when I take people that have never done this work before and they believe they're not intuitive, and then you take them through the early exercises and they discover this innate gift that they've always had. So that's the intuition part. And then we mix it with structure, the work of structure. This comes from some work by a guy called Robert Fritz. Robert Fritz is a musical academic and looked at how the composers created their great compositions, and in particular how they went from where they're at to where they want to be, and the tension that creates in the psyche and in consciousness, and how that spits out the ultimate insights and creativity to create the end results. So we're looking to apply intuition to that process to get really phenomenal end results in our lives.
So Robert Fritz, so in terms of music, I mean, my favorite definition of music, Vincent, is that music is the language of the soul. And I love this idea that I've been a musician all my life. I started playing the guitar in 1967. I played the double bass in various bands, symphony orchestras, classical orchestras, a jazz band for 20 years. And I love music, and music takes me to a whole new place. Give me this link between, unpack that a little bit, the music and intuition and how that ties into that definition that music is the language of the soul.
Well, music is looking at how composers operate, gives us an understanding of how to create in our lives, and whether we're creating music or whether we're creating artworks or whether we're creating projects in our lives, creating a book, creating a course, whatever we're creating, we use the same principles that composers use to create music. We sit in our current reality where we're at and look at where we want to get to and really tune into that and use our intuition to really look at the end result and feel the tension. And then that throws up wisdom and insights and information. Does that answer your question?
It does, and I'm sort of scared to ask you the question, because what is intuition? Because some people, you say that people come to the courses, but then they think they don't have intuition, and then you do some techniques with them, and they realize that they have this thing called intuition. How do you describe intuition to people who go, I don't understand what you mean?
Well, it's as if there is a big field of information out there and you have the ability to contact that information and tap into it, but the tap is turned off. And so, when we use our intuition, we kind of undo the tap and we allow the flow of information through. And of course, there's so much information out there that what comes through is the information that we set an intention to receive.
Yeah, I love that idea.
If you've got everything, we'd be just overwhelmed.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. We've got to go to a break, Vincent. It's great to have you here with us and everybody being on TNT Radio, the place for today's news talk, but also the place for truth. So we'll be back after these messages.
TNT's Jason Burmis.
What is hate speech? Let me give you a good idea what hate speech is. It's a great excuse to create laws to make it illegal for people to think and say things. And this is a very, very dangerous avenue that we've been going down for some time. But now, with the passing of this anti-Semitism bill by Congress, it has become more real and frightening than ever.
Jason Burmis on today's News Talk, TNT. TNT is an independent global news talk station that does what others only say they do. TNT is a live radio and TV broadcaster that simply tells the truth 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No one in the world does what we do, crisscrossing the globe, providing credible news and opinion all day and all night. In 2.5 years, TNT has become a credible and exciting platform with brilliant hosts and staff. It's a critical time, and we must continue to call out the misinformation and propaganda from mainstream media and their powerful sponsors. We're now appealing to our many friends and supporters around the world to go to tntradio.live and make a small donation to TNT while we seek the right investors to continue our important mission. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back to the show. My guest is Vincent Mellon. Vincent Mellon, an expert on structured intuition, a coach and author. And we were talking about the universe is full of information. And then, Vincent, you said using intuition is like we will attract the information into us. I'm picturing like a radio station, like TNT. We have to go to a website because otherwise we'd be overwhelmed with information. So we want to attract the information into our awareness that we set our intention on. Is that a right way to describe it?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Charles. Yeah.
So tell me how you became a coach, an author. So you came on a journey and then you wrote your new book, Getting Into the Flow. I want you to tell me about that. But before we get there, how did you get into the coaching game?
Well, through doing the intuitive training, the top end of that is a coaching level. And we're encouraged to coach because the way we see each of us, we have our higher consciousness, our lower consciousness, and you can call it the subconscious, the beliefs, the assumptions, everything that's running the show in the background. And you have your higher consciousnesses, which is where you're connected to your soul, where you set intention. And in the middle, we've got a part of us that kind of asks, where's the energy? Who's feeding me the energy? And if you're feeding energy from higher consciousness, that's what you're going to create. And if you're feeding energy from lower consciousness, which most people do, that's what they create. So part of it then is about being able for each of us to find our limiting beliefs, what's really driving us in life, what our compensating behaviors are. So a belief will create a behavior out of that. One of my default behaviors, I'm in the Enneagram, I'm an observer. So the Enneagram is a very old Sufi system of personality types. We do learn about that in the advanced work. And so, you know, if I get challenges in life, then I'll pull back and observe. Other people will lean into that and get angry. So that's our dysfunctional personality at work. And we need to understand how our dysfunctional personalities are working so that we're able to pick it up and shift our behavior to coming from higher consciousness. It's about know thyself.
I love it. I love it. It lies at the heart of my work. Let's look at beliefs because, you know, I coach. I've been a coach for 31 years in my work as a professional speaker. I've also worked one-on-one with people. And there is no doubt, Vincent, that this work that you and I do on beliefs is so crucial. So, you know, what's your perspective? How do you help people deal with a deeply ingrained belief, for example, that they're simply not good enough and they will never get what they want? That's why they don't have a big vision, because they don't believe they'll get it, or they don't believe they're good enough, or, you know, and we know a lot of people have this because of all the crap that we've all had. Give me some sense about how you give people confidence. Hey, listen, if we do the work, we can shift these beliefs.
Well, it's very simple. We look, every belief is going to create a behavior that compensates for that belief. So a lot of people that believe they're not good enough, they will go into people pleasing, that sort of way of behaving. And then we train people to observe themselves and become very self-aware so that they pick up when they're doing that. And then they can shift the behavior. Awareness is the key to shifting behavior, neutralizing the belief.
Yeah, but you know, still just so I don't believe, you know, if someone says, I don't believe I can do that, I don't believe I can set a big goal, because a lot of people don't set goals, don't set vision because of this problem. And so you say they compensate for it, and they compensate by not setting goals.
Yes.
So that's the compensation, because if I don't set a goal, then clearly I can't fail.
Yes.
And so then you come along, or I might come along, but we're talking about you today.
Yeah.
And you say you can shift that belief. So in your coaching sessions, what sort of time, it's simple. Yeah. And it's one of the great sayings is it's simple but not easy. It's like it's simple to lose weight, not easy. Yes. All you have to do is not eat, go and exercise and don't eat, you will lose weight.
Yeah. So So what we do in the training is that we take people into a meditation and through a meditative state into a place where they can vision their goals. And from that place, they get a list of goals or choices, as we call them, and that's their vision. And this kind of comes back to what you're all about, which is passion, because this meditation will help them identify their purpose in life and their passion, that, you know, you need to be in a higher state of consciousness to be able to really perceive that. It's very difficult to find it from a reactive lower consciousness state of mind.
Yes, I would totally agree. And, you know, people who don't know what their passion is, they've never got into that higher state of consciousness. They've been busy in survival mode rather than tapping into this extraordinary resource. So let's go back into your past, because I'm always fascinated. I mean, where were you born?
I was born in Brighton General Hospital in the UK.
And you are a very laconic, quiet sort of guy, where I'm out there as a passion provocateur. And I love the fact that you and I both describe ourselves as coaches in some of the things that we do and how different that we are. And that's another reminder to people watching or listening that if you're working with somebody that doesn't resonate with you, find another coach. You know, the International Coaching Federation is a good place to start. And so if you don't like my style or some other, find another coach, someone who, hey, Vincent, I like Vincent's quiet calmness. And the same thing applies to doctors. I've had numerous stories, and I've been involved in legal cases over the journey, where people were given advice by one doctor, there's nothing wrong with you, second doctor, third doctor, finally the fifth doctor understood the patient before him and identified the problem that the patient was experiencing. And the other four doctors simply didn't pick it up. So Vincent, you were born in the UK and you came to Australia when?
I came to Australia when I was about 30 years old, 86. With two young boys.
That's a scary move. How did? By the way, my parents came to Australia from Hungary, but they didn't have children. So, can we unpack that decision making process to leave your place of birth?
You know, at a deep level, I was never very comfortable in England, and there were a lot of things about England that I wanted to get away from. And we had extended family in Australia, both in Sydney and in Melbourne. And we just got a sense of the vibe of life here that it's something that we'd like.
And what was the work that you were doing at that time?
I was in IT. So professionally, I spent much of my early career coding. And then in the latter half of my professional career, I moved into project management. And, you know, that's really given me a solid foundation and skill set to move on and tackle, you know, things like writing a book, which is a major project. It's taken me over 3 years to get there.
Mm. Yeah. And then what was the learning? Because to go from IT and project management to becoming an intuitive coach, that I don't see the link there. Tell us about how that happened.
It's something that kind of was in me very deep from very early, surfaced in my university years and then kind of got packed down again and suppressed as I went through all the conventional steps in having and bringing up a family. But as we headed towards becoming an empty nester, I kind of felt the call back to exploring the spiritual aspect of my life again. And I ended up going to a Mind Body Spirit Festival, meeting a good friend of mine there. She's now a very good friend of mine, and going on a journey that took me through one or two healing modalities and becoming a yoga teacher, which today even surprises me because I'm one of the least flexible guys in the yoga world, and yet I can teach a really good Kundalini yoga class. And, really proud of that. You know, there are things that you can do that always surprise yourself. And around that time, I got into the intuition work, and I followed the curriculum with a guy called William Whitecloud. Used to be up in Byron Bay, and he's now based out of Los Angeles.
And so, William Whitecloud. So you worked with him up at Byron Bay.
Well, actually, William is from Eswatini, or as it used to be known, Swaziland in Southern Africa. And when I came through the work, he was offering trainings in Swaziland, in Eswatini. He was getting people from Europe and the UK and Australia, and everybody was going there. And I think the logic was that instead of one group of people having to spend an inordinate amount of money on flights and hotels, the accommodation was relatively cheaper, and the flights were not too expensive. So we had this wonderful time, not only learning the basics and then the advanced work in structured intuition, but also in our evenings and time off, going on game drives and looking at giraffes and kudus and all sorts of animals, hippos and elephants. Yeah.
What a magnificent segue. And I love the idea. I have done many presentations at Mind, Body, Spirit festivals. My change of career came about because of that desire to keep learning. And then it was at the main Mind, Body, Spirit festival put on by Hay House, who published my first book, Passionate People Produce. And it's a great reminder to everybody, women are clearly, the numbers are overwhelming. Women are far more interested in personal development than men. And so Vincent, the fact that you were willing to do this, I was willing to do it. I was a lawyer. I was a tax lawyer. But I had the influence of my family. And so what I'm saying is I urge everybody watching this to really think about what learning, what structured learning, because we talked about structured intuition, what structured learning are you doing on your personal development journey? Because people say, well, that's who I am. I can't change. What do you say to people who say, I can't change, Vincent? There's no point coming to work with you. I can't change. That's who I am.
Well, what I'd say to that is essentially you can't change the essence of who you are, but what you can change is the balance between the way you're operating from your lower consciousness and your higher consciousness. And when you do that, you begin to see these amazing goals that come up. So you asked me earlier, what happens, when somebody says to you, oh, this is much too big for me to achieve. But when you're in that meditative state, it isn't, and it never is.
I love that idea. Keep going, just pack, because when you're in that meditative space, vision is never too big.
The vision is never too big. And the minute you start obsessing about how you get there, that's when you'll slip back into giving the power back to the lower consciousness. So what we do is an exercise where we come into the higher consciousness, look at where we want to go, be in that. Look at where we're at now and just ask, what's the next breadcrumb? What's the next step? And then that's the action we take. We just keep doing that and keep doing that. And that's when we're doing that for, our soul goals, our choices are those goals that come from higher consciousness. That's when the magic is going to kick in. And it's a bit like snakes and ladders, you've got to start walking the path of the snakes and ladders game, but you are looking out for the ladders and they do come in, and that's the magic.
Yes, I do love that idea. It's like the best metaphor the best metaphor I heard of that is Brian Tracy. I'm a big fan of Brian Tracy. I was exposed to him in the early 1980s, and Tracy is spelled T-R-A-C-Y, BrianTracy.com. When he tells this story of, like a vision, wanting to ride his motorbike from the tip of, from the north of Africa all the way down to Cape Town. And he said, listen, that's the vision, to ride the bike all through, all over that continent, but you can't, you can plan the route, but you can't plan what's going to happen. And the next step will unfold, just like you say in our lives, the next step will unfold. We're going to come back to unpack this unraveling, if you like. And thanks for being here on TNT Radio. I'm with Vincent Melling. We'll be back after these messages.
Sometimes life can be overwhelming, and suicide may seem like the only way to relieve the pain. Beyond Now is an evidence-based app created by Beyond Blue to help you cope when suicidal thoughts start to appear. You can use it to create an easy-to-follow plan that is personal to you and includes steps like know your warning signs so you can act early, make your environment safe by removing harmful items, activities you can do or people you can be with to distract yourself from suicidal thoughts, reminders of things that make you feel strong. Some of these steps might be tough to fill out, and that's okay. It can be helpful to make or share your safety plan with a trusted friend, family member, or mental health professional. You might feel like you're alone, but help is available. If you're worried you can't stay safe, use the red telephone icon to call your emergency contacts. Download the free Beyond Now app today to create your personal safety plan.
Eggs. You can fry them, scramble them, poach them, boil them, or race them on a spoon. But uncooked eggs can be a risk for food poisoning. To be safe, avoid buying dirty or cracked eggs. Always wash your hands after handling eggs. And if you're concerned, pregnant, elderly, or have a poor immune system, make sure you cook eggs until the yolk starts to firm. Or look for new pasteurized eggs. For excellent eggs, handle them safely.
But so did the end.
This is Mind Medicine on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Well, there you are. Sometimes we get technological glitches. Great to be back with you. My guest is Vincent Melling, who I hope can hear me. And we were talking about setting a goal, setting a vision before the break, setting a vision from your higher consciousness, not your lower consciousness. Now, in simple terms, you come from your soul space, not your mind space. You tap into your soul, you tap into your passion. And then you don't focus on the how, and then the steps unravel. Steps unravel the next step. You don't worry about the 10 steps further down the track. And so, Vincent, before the break, you said don't focus on the how. So tell us how this process played out for you and led to you writing the book. When you tell us in your bio that you went to Uluru for the global meditation.
Yes, and I never planned to go to Uluru for the global meditation. And as you'll see in the book, the story's in the book, but I do a practice called shaking meditation, and every year we had a retreat, and after one of those retreats, I had made a bushwalking date with a friend of mine, and she stood me up. And out of all the calls that I started to make as a consequence of trying to find a plan B, I was pulled on to the work of Evan and Stephen Strong, and one of their YouTube videos that they did about the prophecy that a lot of Aboriginal nations had regarding the special solstice December 2020. And they all called for this big global meditation. But of course, I felt a calling to go to Uluru to be there. Okay, not quite as simple as that, because then I had resistance, and resistance is you can almost tell when it's happening, but it's when you say, yeah, I'd love to do that, but I can't. Exactly what you were talking about. And then COVID came along, and COVID actually worked in a couple of ways for me because it made me step back from what I was doing at the time to make money. And the government were handing out a little bit of money at the time, and I was able to benefit from that, and I had cash in my pocket. And also during COVID, the work that William had been doing, training people in intuition, shifted online. And with that came coaching clients and, you know, a different way of making money. And then I was able to create the time to get away. And the idea kind of sank in. And then there was a little bit of magic that happened around the dates of the lifting of the lockdowns. And I was able to get there. So it was all magical to get there. But then when I got back, my intuition just jumped in and said, you know, you've got to write the book. And I thought, oh, God, no. Because, I'd written a couple of books before. They weren't very good. They were all, of course, done from my ego, from my lower consciousness, which is why they weren't very good. I really knew how much work it was to write a book. Well, at least I thought I did, because it was actually about three times as much by the time, I got this one done. But I set out on the course, and, you know, the magic that had followed me all the way through the getting to Uluru, the being at Uluru, followed me into the writing of the book. And, you know, I found a writing group to join, and one day, intuitive writing group, one day in one of our meetings, we worked with muses as a kind of personification, if you like, of the intuitive flow. One day, instead of getting more writing, I got a new muse, and she's Roxy. She's in the book. She's bright and sassy and very, very demanding, and gives me quite a hard time. And so the book is written mostly as a conversation between me and Roxy, but it's, quite a fun one.
And tell us about your intuitive experience at Uluru, because the energetics, you talked earlier in this idea that there's all this vast universe of information that's available. It's all energetic. It's coming through to us. We can channel what we want based on our intention. So what was your experience of the energetics of being at Uluru? It strikes me as being a pretty special time.
It was. Well, the legend was that the Palladians, the people from the Pleiades, the First Nations people believe we're descended from, were going to come visit. And as it was told by a lot of people, kickstart something called a magic box inside the rock. And then after the event, this was brought back a bit, and this was a story that somebody had got the wrong side of and everything. But what to me was very clear was A, that the Palladians were involved. We saw some very eerie blue lights in the sky. I think there are some videos doing the rounds of small craft actually flying around. But yeah, and so the pictures are in the book, not of the craft, but of the light in the sky. It was just phenomenal. And I'm quite certain that Evan and Stephen Strong have confirmed that whatever energetic shift they were looking to make did get made. And it has to do with the flow of energy within the earth, kind of along the ley lines. And that was kind of freed up and opened up.
Yes, I love that. I love that picture, and I love that you're in the book, because you talk about in the book that it's speaking your truth. You see, mainstream media, and again, before we came on the show, they were talking about different ways. I describe it as mainstream media. It's a fear porn exercise. And, you know, this is balance in life between love and fear. And your work and mine is all about don't go into the fear space, go to the higher consciousness of love. And then when people then, if you talk about stuff that they don't know or they don't want you, they say, oh, Vincent's away with the fairies. Well, hey, it's a great place to be with the fairies. You know, it's much better than being down in the crap. And one of my favorite sayings is that is relates to angels, you know. And when we were raised as children, we were told we had guardian angels. I was raised as a Catholic, you know, and this whole concept of the angelic realms. And I love the quote, angels can fly because they take themselves lightly. And what I'm getting from you is that you help people take themselves more lightly. Is that a fair comment?
Oh, very definitely. Humor's definitely a part of my makeup. It's a part of my, it's very English, but I did actually do about 18 months on the Melbourne stand-up circuit. Gave up because it was took too much time, but really enjoyed that. And that is definitely there in the book.
And the book is called Getting Into the Flow.
Yes.
It's available at your website, correct? VincentMelling.com?
Yes. There so if you good. Go to VincentMelling.com and follow the links, you will find the book.
Very good. And?
Oh, no. VincentGMelling.com. That middle initial is very, very important.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
VincentGMelling.com.
GMelling.com. And how much is the investment for your wisdom in this book?
The book is $36.99 plus shipping if you buy the physical book. Now, I do have a special on the Kindle if you follow the link on the Get the Book page. And the Kindle version currently is going for 99 US cents. And that's very promotional. That's to get a little bit of buzz on Amazon. And it will be going up, I think, probably about in a couple of weeks, a month on from the launch, it'll go back to $9.99.
Beautiful. So for the Kindle lovers, I'm a physical book lover, Vincent.
Yep.
But for the Kindle, it's only 99 cents for the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
So go to VincentGMelling.com.
Yep.
And there's a link there to get the book. Beautiful.
Yes.
Now, talking about books, Vincent, William Whitecloud, I've got one of his books beside my bed.
Yes.
And I haven't met William Whitecloud. So what is a book that has really had a big impact on your life, in your journey? One or two books that profoundly impacted on you?
I was thinking about that this morning. One of the books I keep going back to is Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. One of those books that I read in my 20s that really gave me the sense that there was something beyond the rational world. And yeah,
that I read that by Robert Persig, P-I-R-S-I-G. Yeah. And so give us the essence of that book, because I read it such a long time ago, I have not gone back to reread it. Maybe this is the next step. Maybe I've got to go back and read that.
The essence, well, that's a bit hard, but I can give you a couple of lessons that I got from it. And lesson number one is that in dealing with life, very often it really helps not to get too stressed about things, but to take a step back, take a couple of breaths, come into a kind of Zen space around it. That's really important. Whether you're trying to work with something technological, or like I was the other week trying to replace a tap washer and things were kind of very gunked up and corroded and weren't coming to bits easily. And if they were, they weren't going to go back together again. And you just take a couple of breaths. And what that does is that takes you out of your lower consciousness stress programmed responses and takes you back to the higher consciousness where you can access better information. But it also takes the power out of the sympathetic nervous system, the fight, flight, freeze, which really narrows down your thinking and perception, and takes it back into the parasympathetic, which is more relaxed and calmer, and then able to use a greater or more of your mental power to come up with ideas. So that was one of the things, was the whole idea of the Zen approach to life and to problems in particular. And the other thing I loved about it was the structure. So the structure is in alternating parts where you have Phaedrus, his old philosopher self, talking very high philosophy. And then you have his kind of writer self, the writer, he had gone as a philosopher through mental breakdowns, had electroconvulsive therapy, and this is his post-ECT self, then writing the day-to-day story of his motorbike trip with his son and a friend. Yeah, and I loved how the two were interleaved and showed lessons to each other. That was beautiful.
Mm. And was there a second book that occurred to you? We've got to go short. You haven't got much time, but was there a second book that occurred to you? Because I'm going to go back and re-look at Persig's book.
Yes. Second book, nothing's jumping to mind at the moment. Okay, I wish beautiful. It was.
Yeah. Now that's wonderful. That's.
I will say that I also loved Leela, his second book. Okay. I can't remember much about what was in there, but I really loved it. And he describes a way of writing a book, quite incidentally, which might be why I resonated.
Love it. Love it. Well, you've done the same thing with your book. Vincent Melling, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. His book is Getting Into the Flow, available. There it is, at vincentgmelling.com. Thank you for being with us, everybody. Remember, alignedcouncilofaustralia.com.au. There's 5 action steps happening each day of the week. This week, the public conference and news conference is on Saturday in Melbourne at 2 p.m. You can get details from that website. And I remind you, visit my website, charlescoves.com, if you want to know more. And use cash, demand cash, tell people to use cash. Cash is the way to freedom. If we are all using digital currency, you will lose your ability to control. Government will control you. It's the social credit system. Please resist. Thank you for being with us. Don't be driven by fear porn. Be driven by passion. Thanks for being with us. See you next week, and keep listening to TNT Radio.